Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Yes, sirree, boys and girls, you know it's fun to smile and laugh all the time. Well, how are you today, anyway? Zippity-skippity, all ready for some fun with Happy Hank? Well, how about a great big laugh? Now, come on, let's all laugh right out loud. One, two, three. Oh, boy, I'm all out of breath. Well, what do you know about that? Well, for goodness sakes, our pals Squeaky and Popcorn are not around. I wonder what's happened to them.
Well, I'm here, Happy Hank.
I guess they must have forgotten to come today. Oh, excuse me, Popcorn. I thought maybe you'd gone for a walk in the park. Where's Squeaky?
Hey, I'm here.
What about it, Popcorn? Have you seen Squeaky?
Say now, what's the big idea, Happy Hank?
Oh, boys and girls, I think someone just came in.
Who? Who came in?
Why, you.
I did. Oh, sure I did. I've been here all the time. Didn't you see me?
Well, I'm sorry, Squeaky. I thought you were Squeaky.
Oh, boy, here we go again. Some fun.
Well, speaking of fun, let's have some fun with a song about natural history. Are you ready? What are little boys made out of? What are little boys made out of? Frogs and snails and puppy dogs' tails, that's what little boys are made out of. What are little girls made out of? What are little girls made out of? Sugar and spice and everything nice, that's what little girls are made out of. Yes, sirree. Well, say, Squeaky, you act sort of quiet today. A penny for your thoughts.
What? A penny for my thoughts? Oh, that's funny.
Well, it is funny, because speaking of pennies, I've got a riddle about a penny.
What? A riddle about a penny? Well, that's a funny one.
Well, it's funny. You just wait till you hear it. But first, hey, boys and girls, you'd better put on those thinking caps. Have you got a thinking cap? Well, now, when somebody tells you to put on your thinking cap, that means for you to be real quiet and think hard. Oh, you can just imagine that you're putting on a magic cap that will help you to figure out all the answers for our riddle today. Now, are you ready? Oh, say, now, you'll have to talk louder than that. I can't hear you. Yeah, that's better. Well, here's the riddle. Why is a bird on a fence like a penny? You get it? Why is a bird on a fence like a penny?
Oh, I know. 'Cause when you spend the penny, it just seems to fly away. Is that the answer?
Oh, no. No, that's not the answer, but that was a pretty good try. Well, how about you, boys and girls? Have you got the right answer? Well, now, you just keep thinking about it, and I'll give you the right answer at the end of our program today. Right now, I think we ought to sing our song about the 10 little Indians. That's a dandy song, so you just sing it right along with me. Here we go. One little, two little, three little Indians. Four little, five little, six little Indians. Seven little, eight little, nine little Indians. 10 little Indian boys. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little Indians. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little Indians. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little Indians. 1 little Indian boy. Yes, sir, we always have fun when we sing about those 10 little Indians. Oh, say, I know a swell story about a little Indian boy. Would you like to hear a story, boys and girls? All right, then, be real quiet. Are you ready? Well, once upon a time, there was a little Indian boy whose name was Little Bear. His father, Running Bear, was chief of the whole Indian tribe. He was a brave warrior and the best hunter of all the Indians. Now, Little Bear loved to roam through the woods near the Indian village. He would climb up into the trees and pretend that he was a big, brave warrior like his father. And he knew all about the birds and the animals in the woods and the forest. And when Chief Running Bear and the Indian Braves would go out to hunt deer and buffalo, Little Bear would go along. He was thrilled and excited when he saw his father pull back his bow and shoot an arrow at a running deer. And then Little Bear's father tried to teach him to use the bow and arrow. But Little Bear just couldn't seem to handle a bow and arrow as good as the other Indian boys. He tried and tried, and when he missed his targets, the other Indian boys laughed at him. Well, poor Little Bear was so ashamed. He ran into the woods and sat down on a big rock and just cried. And then he got real mad at himself. Here he was, the son of Chief Running Bear, acting like a little baby. And right then he made up his mind that he was going to practice real hard until he could shoot an arrow as straight and as far as any Indian boy in the village. Now, every day he slipped off into the woods, and pretty soon he discovered that he could shoot his arrow straight and true. Well, he was standing near a big tree one day when suddenly he heard a noise, the crackling of branches, followed by a low growl. Well, Little Bear was frightened. He just stood there like a statue, not moving a muscle, and then the branches parted, and out came a great big black bear.
Oh, boy, you'd better run, Little Bear.
Oh, no, sirree, Little Bear didn't run. Well, when the black bear saw the Indian boy, he reared up on his hind legs and growled fiercely. What was Little Bear going to do? Well, quick as a flash, he drew an arrow, and he raised his bow. The big black bear growled louder and started toward the Indian boy, and then swish! And the arrow flew through the air and struck the black bear in the chest. Well, the old bear roared with pain and pawed the air as he staggered forward and fell to the ground. With one arrow, Little Bear had killed this big black giant of the forest. Well, Chief Running Bear and a party of braves were passing nearby, and when they heard the bear roar, they came running through the woods, and when they reached Little Bear, he was standing proudly over his victim. His father and the other Indians were amazed, and they carried Little Bear back to the village and had a great feast to celebrate Little Bear's brave deed. Little Bear grew up to be a fine, brave warrior, and when his father died, Little Bear became the chief of the tribe.
Oh, boy, say, that was an exciting story, Happy Hank.
Yes, and there's a good lesson in it, too, for all the boys and girls. Now, if you find that you can't do something, don't sit down and cry. You just make up your mind to keep on trying, and pretty soon, you'll find that you can do lots of things that seem hard or impossible. You just throw back your shoulders and say, well, didn't do it this time, but I'm going to try again. And by the way, I've got a surprise for you today. Oh, I bet you can't guess what it is. Well, I won't keep you in suspenders any longer. I have a new slogan song, and it's a dandy one, too. Say, when you get tired sitting in a chair, do you start to squirm and wiggle around? Hmm? Well, if you do, you're a wiggle worm. Yes, sirree, a wiggle worm. Now, you listen to our slogan about wiggle worms. Here it is. When Mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit still, you'll make her smile. Don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Sputters had gone to spy on Black Tom's gang to see if he and Squeaky and Rocket could get the gang away from the entrance to the lost mine. Rocket made the mistake of thinking a hornet's nest was a football and kicked it. Well, the hornet started after him and Squeaky, and they had to run for the creek. And as the scene opens today, Sputters, all by himself, is making his way through the dusty bushes to spy on Black Tom and his gang. As the scene opens today, Sputters is talking to himself. Listen. Boy, what I need is a feather duster to dust off these bushes. I don't see how they could get so dusty. And dust always makes me want to sneeze. But if I were to sneeze, it'd be just my luck that Black Tom would hear me and catch me. So I guess that I better... Oh, me. I almost sneezed that time. If I hadn't put my finger under my nose in a hurry, I would have. It seems to me from the way that map looked that... Hey, I see it. Yes, sir, there's the entrance to the lost mine. Boy, oh boy, I guess I better rush back and tell Squeaky and Rocket that... Yeah, but where is Black Tom? I don't see a single person. I believe I'll move around this way a little and see if...
Put up your hands.
Huh? Hey, I... Black Tom!
Yes, Black Tom. Hey, what are you doing here, Sputters? You little whippersnapper.
Now you keep away from me, Black Tom, or I'll whistle for my whole gang and they'll surround you.
Yeah, I know all about your gang. Nobody but Squeaky and Rocket. Some gang. Why, I've got more than 20 men in my gang.
Oh, me... Well, now we're going to have this mine, Black Tom. It belongs to us. So you get your 20 men and get out right now, too. If you know what's good for you.
What? Are you telling me to get out?
Yes, I am. You haven't got any right to this mine. It belongs to Rocket and his uncle. And you and your gang captured Rocket's uncle and made him show you where the mine is. You're nothing but a crook, Black Tom.
Is that so? Well, you're the ones who are going to get away and leave this mine alone. I got here first. See?
Hey, that's right, you did. All right, then, Black Tom, I give up. I'm your prisoner. I guess you captured me, too.
Yes, you better have. Well, I guess you better move over here a little closer.
Is this close enough?
Yeah, that's about right. No.
Yeah, you bet it's right. Now, I've got you handcuffed, Black Tom. One cuff is locked on your wrist and one is on my wrist. And I haven't got the key. Well, what are you going to do now?
Why, you little... Help, men. They got me, men. Save me. Help. Help. Help.
Well, now, say, Sputter certainly pulled a slick trick on Black Tom that time, didn't he? He and Black Tom are handcuffed together. Oh, but did the gang hear Black Tom yelling? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputter. I'll say, what about the answer to our riddle, huh? Oh, boy, look who's coming. It's Popcorn, and he's brought in a great big birthday cake, all covered with burning candles. Thank you, Popcorn. Well, I want to see how many birthdays we have today. I'll turn on the electric eye. Oh, I knew we were going to have a lot of birthdays, and will you look at those happy birthday smiles. Now, all the boys and girls who have birthdays today, put up your hands. Way up high. Oh, not too high. You'll stick your finger through the ceiling. Let's see now. A lot of birthdays. All right, put your hands down. Make your wish. I wish that... Now, blow out the candles. One, two, three. And now, here we go to sing our birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, why is a bird on a fence like a penny? Well, the answer is because there's a tail on one side and a head on the other. Well, now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.